In recent years, companies around the country have complained that many American workers lack the skills needed to operate in manufacturing. As KUNR's Tim Leonard reports, battery maker Panasonic is bringing over specialists from their factories in Japan in order to train new workers at the Gigafactory outside Reno.
Tomoa Tsukato moved to Reno from Osaka, Japan last November. He says one of the biggest differences between the two cultures is how Japanese and American workers talk about their skill level.
People in Japan, even though they are really excellent, they say like, I'm so-so or something. But sometimes here we thought he or she can do it. But when we ask them to, let's say they know the knowledge but don't know how to do it.
Tatsuya Hada is a liaison between the Gigafactory and Panasonic Japan. While people in the U.S. might be told to fake it until you make it, he says in Japan, people are taught a different mantra.
No aru taka wa skilled eagles tsume o kakusu, hide their nails.
While cultural barriers like this have been challenging to overcome, Hada says the American workers have been very friendly to their Japanese mentors.
They are even like communicating at the site with like a combination of Japanese and English. Hearing that really makes me feel like I'm happy.
According to Reuters, Panasonic's $1.6 billion investment in the Gigafactory is almost complete. However, the company's chief of automotive business, Yoshito Ito, said they would consider additional investment if requested. Tim Leonard, Reno Public Radio News.